We would like to speak to you a bit about the things that are trapped on the earth. Some of those things are thoughts, some of them are beliefs, and some of them are what we are going to call equations that do not equate. Those are especially tricky because they are always traps. If you have ever been in any kind of a relationship and you have said to the person you are in relationship with, if you really loved me, then you would do this. You are looking at one of those equations that can trap you. Because someone can love you very much, but they may not have realized that there was something you needed or something you wanted, and so they did not do it. But if you force the situation into an equation like that, if you loved me, you would do this, then you are trapped. You are trapped. There is no way for you first to see what is true for the other person, not just what is true for you. And there is no way for you to heal whatever the hurt was, because you made a decision about this equation. And when you made the decision about it, without understanding it, you locked yourself up. You trapped yourself. And this is a wonderful time to untrap yourself. So if there are places in your life where you are doing that, this is a great time to become aware about them and to be able to say, have I done that? Have I been the one who made the equation that locks up my life? And if I have, can I put that down now? Can I change the equation and say, if you loved me, this is the way I hoped you would have loved me, and you did not. And so, does that mean that I'm going to be trapped here forever because you were not able to love me in the way that I needed you to? Now, that can be a romantic relationship or a friendship. It can be any kind of a relationship. Now, certainly, we are not talking about abusive situations here, because a very true equation is, if you loved me, you would be faithful. You would treat me with respect. Now, those equations are absolutely true. You do not need to worry about those. But some of the others you want to be more careful about. And it is easy to be trapped in an equation and unable to move with anything. And when you find yourself using the if you loved me a lot, go in and check the equation. Make sure the equation is not one that is going to trap you in it. Because we do not want to be trapped. We want to be free. Now we will touch the other two briefly. There are beliefs that, and this is very similar to the equation. However, there are some what we are going to call submerged beliefs that you want to be careful about. And they usually begin, if I was really worthy, then. And sometimes you do not even know that that is going on inside of you. But we want to be watchful about that, because part of the job of this year is behaving with our own value in mind in everything that we do, understanding that we do not do it perfectly. But you see, if you are not conscious, you can behave as though you have no worth. And that is not a good thing, because you cannot, because you are trapped again. if you say to yourself, why would anyone want me or think I am special or think I am worthwhile because I am clear that I am not? Now, that is rarely something that lives on the top of your mind, because you know better. There's a place in you that knows better. But when that is operating underneath, you do not take care of yourself. You do not ask for the things that are reasonable and respectful. You do not learn what you need to learn to make your life easier. As a matter of fact, it's safe to say that you do not make your life easier, because there is a level where there is still a belief there that you are not worth it. And this year needs to mark the end of all of that. We are moving quickly, we are moving upward, and our beliefs must move with us, and they must be on our side. Now we will take that third one briefly here, and that is the thoughts. The thoughts are highly creative, and they are also sometimes things that happen and you do not notice how much they are happening. I believe in one of your scriptures there is a warning about that which you fear will overcome you. And what it is saying is, if you think only about the fear, you have actually used that thought to enter into a creative process. So we do not want to do that. It does not mean that we are never afraid. It does not mean that we are never upset. But it does mean that we want to take charge of our thought focus. Because even if the thought is old and negative and familiar, that does not stop it from being creative in the present time. So as we move ahead, once again, do not try to do this perfectly, but how do we say this? We are going to call it negative indulgence. Here is a thought that you have had for 10 million times, and you're going to have it 10 million more. That is an indulgence. And it does not bring you anything except negative flows of energy toward you, which is not a thing we want to carry forward. It is fine to say, here is a thing that happened that caused me pain. Certainly, I wish this had gone another way. You can acknowledge what it is that is going on, but to overfocus on it is to create pain in your life, and you are far too good to create pain in your life. You are the children of light and of love and of joy. And that is what the year you are entering should be, the thing that you are creating in as many moments of your life as you possibly can. So we will take a moment and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Make a straight spine, begin to breathe easily. Feel a waterfall falling all around your body, washing away the stress of the time that you are in now, washing away worry and fear, and the need to control that which the universe is currently controlling. Let it go. Give it to the waterfall. Let it fall away from your shoulders and your back and your mind. And be aware of a flame in your heart and know that it is the flame of your spirit. And that that flame illuminates your heart. And let the flame show you any place in your heart that needs love, that needs respect, that needs support. And let the light of your spirit touch all of those places so that you are the healer of your heart. And feel an energy outside of your body that is a magnetic energy. And let it begin to draw the pain out of your heart. So as you are breathing, let go of the pain and feel it gathered outside of your body to be taken away from your field. Whatever you do not want to feel anymore, exhale it and let it be taken away. And become aware that there is a star above your head, and it is emitting an energy that draws you into focus with the universe. And feel that star energy coming in your crown, shining down through each of the chakra centers, bringing them to life, waking them up. And feel the golden light that is the light of the universe all around you. Feel it around you like a field that is strong and protective, a field you can relax into and know that you are loved and supported and cared for. And know that the mother's light is in this energy. And let the golden light come into your body. Open the crown and let the golden light make you abundant. Feel the flow of the light into your third eye. And let it make you intuitive. Feel the golden light in your throat. And let it make you communicate love. Feel the golden light in your heart, rejoicing in the growth of your heart, in the work that you have done, and lighting up any place in your heart that you may not have found yet, so that you are whole again. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus and make you joyful, removing all of the other emotions. Feel the golden light flow into your second center and free you of judgment and shame. And know that this frees the second center to purify anything you may be dealing with, anything that comes up and needs to be released. Feel the golden light go to your root. And let the golden light draw together all of the elements of creation that you need to walk into this new year. And feel yourself unified, connected to higher wisdom and higher power. Feel yourself loved and trusting of all that the universe sends to help you, to teach you, to heal you, to protect you. Now move into your heart center and see in the center of your heart a gift, a symbol, yours alone. Rest the mind. Let the gift show itself to you as you breathe. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.